Welcome back to Mortgage Genomics Canada. I'm your host, Marco Gello. I'm a duly licensed mortgage broker in British Columbia and Alberta, born and raised in Calgary, currently living in North Vancouver. If you're from either of these provinces and require any mortgage-related services, please do not hesitate to contact me. Call or text me right now at 604-800-9593, 604-800-9593. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. Today, I'm going to talk about survival guide for first-time homebuyers in Canada. Let's begin. In Canada's ever-evolving real estate landscape, first-time homebuyers are constantly grappling with the ongoing challenges of affordability. Rather than dwell on the perceived unfairness of the market, I'm instead going to share some insights gained from my extensive dealings with this group. Firstly, I'm going to talk about the common mortgage qualification struggles they encounter. Then, I'll get into some of the more common approaches and evolving strategies of first-time homebuyers that are proving successful in today's challenging market. Depending on which part of the country you reside in, you are likely well-versed in Canada's challenging real estate landscape, so I'll keep this list abbreviated and precise. There are a few major challenges that first-time homebuyers have to contend with in Canada's largest and most active markets. From my desk anyways, that would be Vancouver, Toronto, and Calgary. So let's just do that. Talk about the biggest challenges for first-time homebuyers in Canada. Here they are. Number one, large down payments. Vancouver and Toronto are by far the most challenging real estate markets in Canada, especially for first-time homebuyers. With the price trajectories still elevated and no real signs of heading in the opposite direction, not substantially anyway, down payments remain the number one challenge for first-time homebuyers. The minimum down payment required to purchase an owner-occupied principal residence in Canada is 5%, but only up to a purchase price of $500,000. Any portion of the purchase beyond $500,000 and less than $1 million requires a top-up down payment of 10%. And finally, for properties valued at $1 million or greater, the minimum down payment escalates to 20%. Gifted sources of down payment, this would be proceeds from direct family members, continue to be a key component in the overall qualification of first-time homebuyers in Canada. So in summary, here's some tiered minimum down payment examples. So for a $400,000 property, the minimum down payment would simply be 5%. So that's $20,000. Now let's say for a $900,000 property, the minimum down payment would be 5% up to $500,000 and then 10% on the balance thereafter. So that would be $65,000. And then for a $1.1 million property, for example, the down payment would be simply 20%, so $220,000. Challenge number two, property transfer tax. On top of the minimum down payment tiers, Ontario and British Columbia additionally incorporate substantial property transfer taxes that are due upon completion of the purchase. And other provinces in Canada do as well, but I'm going to kind of keep it zoned in on the bigger substantial markets that I'm seeing anyway. So I apologize if there are listeners from Manitoba. I believe they have a land transfer tax as well. So I'm just keeping it Ontario and BC. Here's how much you can expect to pay as a first-time home buyer for an average price condo in Toronto. That would be $695,000, and in Vancouver, it'd be $827,000. Okay, so those are the average prices. So in Toronto, the land transfer tax for an average price condo, $695,000, would be $12,275. So in addition to the minimum down payment, you have to fork out $12,275. In Vancouver, a bit better, with the average price being $827,000, the land transfer tax would be $6,540. So with the Vancouver one, these figures, well, both of these average prices are as of April 1st, 2024. Not April, but mid-March is when I drew these numbers here. April 1st is a date that I have in mind because that is when BC's new property tax rules come into effect. And that's the $6,540 mark I gave you there. So that's a nice big change in the province of British Columbia, new property transfer tax rules. But still, a big pain in the butt, those are, in addition to down payment, you're on the hook for the land transfer tax. I included links in my episode notes. You can check it out for both BC and Ontario, and it'll bring you to the property transfer tax calculators as well. There are indeed first-time homebuyer exemptions and rebates, but they're only available up to a specified purchase price. So in BC, effective April 1st, purchases up to $500,000 will receive full exemptions, and purchases between $500,000 and $860,000 will receive partial exemptions. So again, I have a link within the episode notes, and click on it, and that'll bring you to the exemption site there for British Columbia. In Toronto, you are eligible for a full rebate, which would be $4,475, but for purchases up to only $400,000. And for the rest of Ontario, that rebate is a bit smaller. It's $4,000 even, and it's up to a maximum purchase price of just shy of $370,000. So yeah, there's some rebates there, and check it out. Like I said, I have a couple of links within the episode notes, and you can zone in some more on that, or just give me a call and we can chat more about that. And finally, there's Alberta, where there's absolutely no property transfer tax to speak of. So yeah, Alberta continues to offer its amazing incentives and advantages. Okay, moving on to challenge number three. For first-time home buyers in Canada, inventory or supply or lack thereof. You might be all good on the qualification front, but find that the availability of listings in your region is either limited or severely diminishing. This only hinders the purchasing cycle further, as you you go from a mentality that morphs from that innocent, dreamy property shopper to fierce analytical Viking buyer type of mode. And you know, tight markets create stress and force you into situations you haven't financially prepared for. In competitive markets, it is especially critical to align yourself with top tier mortgage brokers, real estate agents, and lawyers. Being in a market where supply is tight simply elevates everything. Like, you and your team have to be on the ball. You need to be well-informed, prepared, and ready to make challenging decisions. And without a team of experienced pros in your corner, things will unravel and start slipping through the cracks. And you might lose out on the bid. You might end up getting declined on the mortgage, or worse yet, lose your entire deposit on a bid because your mortgage pre-approval wasn't verified. So I can't stress enough, make sure you are aligned with experienced professionals. So give me a call. I can help you assemble that team. And finally, one of the more obvious challenges these days, high interest rates. On top of current elevated rates, many forget that we still do have the 2% stress test method, which is applied when qualifying for a mortgage in Canada. So interest rates are definitely on the decline, but prospective homeowners need to stay light on their feet in anticipation of a potential counter reaction that the real estate market will heat up as rates begin their descent. So it's a really complicated situation depending on which market you are in across Canada. It could be a dead market, it could be a hopping market overnight. So definitely, you know, have your team assembled, stay light on your feet, and be ready to make decisions. So many, many prospective home buyers are, you know, I don't want to use the term, or I'll use it loosely, but rolling the dice in today's environment and accepting the short-term pain in form of the still high interest rates for long-term gain. So, you know, we're at that point, I think, where people are waiting for the interest rates to come down. But at the same time, we're approaching the spring market where possibly in the market that you are in, it could start to get heated. Maybe not in other markets, but possibly the one that you are in. So definitely something to be aware of. And I would get your mortgage broker to just run some scenarios and let you know, or give you an idea of how much, what the cost is of waiting. So For example, if today's 5-year fixed rate is 4.99%, let's look at the monthly payment scenario for your purchase and compare it to what it would be if interest rates were, let's say, half a point lower. And, you know, if that's a big difference for you, then wait it out. But you'll find that, you know what, it's not that big of a difference. If we go down interest rate by another half point or 0.75 point, you may find, depending on the size of your mortgage, that may only be, you know, a difference of a couple $100 in your mortgage payment. But if you're in a heated market, you know, where you seem to be looking at right now, it could be a difference of more than a couple $100. So, you know, you just never know. So it's worth having that conversation. It is a challenging, confusing time in the market, but continue to have those conversations and do the math. Are you at the stage where you're wondering if now is the time for you to make your next move? Maybe you've never owned a home before, or perhaps you own one now but have outgrown it, or maybe you have some debt that you'd like to roll into your mortgage. Whatever the case may be, maybe you want some answers, but you're not quite ready to commit to the next steps of getting approved. And don't worry, I totally get it. Maybe you just want to work through some numbers on your own time and not feel pressured to do anything. And if that's the case, text me at 604-800-9593 and I'll reply with my mobile app, which is truly amazing. It's loaded with a bunch of thoughtful calculators that allow you the freedom to work out all of your what-if scenarios. It includes everything you need to estimate your home ownership costs, like mortgage qualification scenarios, self-inputted pre-approval certification, access to market rates, stress test qualification calculators, land transfer tax calculators, closing cost explanations, and much more. The perfect tool for someone who's on the fence about moving ahead or staying put. So don't be shy. Go ahead and text me the words Marco's app, and I will simply reply with a direct link to the app, and we'll leave it at that. No strings attached. Call or text me at 604-800-9593. 604-800-9593. And now, back to the episode.
So now that we've discussed the challenges, let's dive into the strategies and tips for first-time homebuyers in Canada. And let's start again with where we left off here, interest rates. When it comes to interest rate selection, there are two main camps in Canada. There's right now the fixed rate, but not just any fixed. We're talking short-term fixed. So the flavor seems to be 3 to 5-year fixed. And then the other camp is the variable rate camp. And both are very sound approaches. But for first-time home buyers, we're finding the fixed rate approach seems to be the prevailing choice, simply for the reason that it generates the best return for your qualifying amount. So because the rates are quite a bit lower for fixed rate mortgages right now, you simply qualify for more money. So it's not really about the rate, it's about how much more you can qualify for. Although the outlook for variable rate mortgages is promising, the current rate of prime in Canada is 7.2% as of the date of this episode. And that significantly diminishes your qualifying amount, like I mentioned. At the moment, the rate variance of a variable and fixed rate mortgage could be as high as 2%, and in some instances, slightly over 2%. So, you know, what I'm saying is you get a variable rate mortgage, it could be 2% higher than a fixed rate mortgage today. And this could equate to a qualification difference of up to 15%. So, for example, an applicant with a $100,000 annual income would qualify for a $408,000 fixed rate mortgage. But under the higher variable rate, the maximum qualification would decrease to $365,000. Okay, down payments. Currently in Canada, the minimum down payment is 5% up to a purchase price of $500,000, then 10% on the balance thereafter, up to $999,999. So, sorry, $1 short of $1 million, $999,999. For purchases that are $1 million or greater, the minimum down payment threshold is 20%. So for down payments less than 20%, qualification criteria are rigid and non-negotiable. Your qualification amount should be similar with virtually every lender in Canada. So lender A will say you qualify for $500,000. lender B, C, D, and E should all equate to the same if your down payment is less than 20. However, for down payments that are 20% or greater, qualification guidelines loosen considerably, and qualification amounts vary significantly from lender to lender. Interest rates are negotiable regardless of the amount of your down payment, but qualification amounts are only negotiable when down payments are 20% or higher. Acceptable forms of down payment are your own sources, so, you know, any from a savings account, a checking account, or your investment accounts, and also gifted proceeds. This could be from direct family members. Proceeds from borrowed sources are acceptable as well, but they significantly reduce your qualifying amount. So just be aware of that and just fully disclose to your mortgage broker if you are using borrowed sources for down payment. Cosigners. Cosigners are becoming increasingly common amongst first-time homebuyers in Canada. An important thing to note about cosigning is that it doesn't have to be a forever thing for the cosigner. As soon as the primary applicants can show evidence that they qualify for the mortgage on their own, the cosigner can be removed. So this could be enacted at any time throughout the life of the mortgage. Ask your mortgage broker to provide exit scenarios for your cosigner. This will make all parties more comfortable with the transaction. Here's a tip that's not always available in expensive markets, but definitely give it some consideration. Try to purchase a property with a rental suite. This might be difficult in some markets, but if possible, give this some serious thought. A property with a rental suite could offer a surprising qualification boost for a first-time homebuyer. For example, with a $100,000 annual income, you could max out with either a $400,000 property without a rental suite, or you can explore property types with rental suites in the $600,000 range. Okay, so both outcomes are possible for the same amount of income. But of course, the latter receives an additional qualification boost as the rental income of the suite provides additional eligible qualifying income. And finally, here's the big one. Get a verified mortgage pre-approval. With so much at stake in today's highly competitive market, it is super critical to align yourself with a top-tier mortgage broker. Just as an athlete prepares for a championship game, a buyer should also enter a market fully prepared and informed. Expect the following to be included in your mortgage pre-approval. Request a verified mortgage pre-approval from your mortgage broker. A verified mortgage pre-approval means that the application has been underwritten. Many mortgage pre-approvals are unverified and only underwritten when a live offer is presented. This defeats the sole purpose of even having a mortgage pre-approval. So a verified mortgage pre-approval firmly calculates your maximum purchasing power and eliminates any unknown variables. Multiple qualification scenarios should be included in your pre-approval. For example, let's say you have an unspecified amount of debt. There should be a qualification scenario with the debt factored in and another scenario without the debt. Or perhaps you would like to see an additional scenario that displays how much more you would qualify for with a cosigner. Regardless of how many scenarios you are curious about, don't hold back in requesting them. If your mortgage broker is annoyed with your request, then find another one. Interest rates. Both fixed and variable interest rates should be included in a mortgage pre-approval. And equally important, the maximum qualification amount should be displayed for each. Terms and conditions. This is an absolute must. Whether you agree or disagree with the actual term or condition, they should or they need to be displayed openly in the pre-approval document. Acknowledging your restrictions and limitations ensures that you will have a swift and efficient process throughout your shopping and negotiating phase. Request touch-ups to your mortgage pre-approval. So don't be shy to inform your mortgage broker if things have changed throughout your property search. So for example, if you've been pre-approved based on a $2,000 annual property tax estimate, but are now finding that your range is actually $1,800, inform your mortgage broker and have them adjust the qualification accordingly. This difference will result in a higher qualification amount. The increase could be marginal, but every dollar counts in a competitive market. Your pre-approval should contain least 750 words and various mathematically derived tables and scenarios. The document should be dense and loaded with information. So it shouldn't just be a phone call, a message, like, you know, hey, John, you're good for $500,000. Good luck in your search. Get in touch. Like, that's unacceptable. It's got to be a big document. It has to be an attachment in an email, and it has to have many, many words and mathematical tables in it. That is a verified mortgage pre-approval. Lastly, your mortgage broker should be available outside standard banking hours. Purchasing a property is a dynamic experience, and the pursuit of it is often in the evenings and weekends. So your mortgage broker should be available within reason to service general inquiries and emergencies regardless of the time and day. Okay, that's all I got for today. Call or text me anytime if you have any mortgage questions at all, especially if you're in British Columbia or Alberta, as I'm licensed to service these specific provinces, especially if you are from Vancouver or Calgary, as I'm very familiar with these markets. And of course, I welcome calls and emails from all over Canada and the entire world for those that are in the process of or have recently relocated or immigrated to Canada from elsewhere, or for those Canadians who are in the process of moving from one province to another, as I specialize in interprovincial relocations and new to Canada mortgage qualifications. And of course, I do every other mortgage qualification scenario you can imagine. Call or text me at 604-800-9593, or you can get me on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, or just go ahead and link up to my website, homefinancingsolutions.ca, where you'll find my complete How Do I Qualify catalog, complete with virtually every qualification guideline relevant to the Canadian mortgage landscape. And one more thing, I recently added to the episode notes a link to download my award-winning mortgage app. This thing is amazing. It comes equipped with tons of calculators, market interest rates, and every other thing you can imagine. It even enables you to do a snap pre-qualification for yourself. You got to check it out. Look for it in my episode notes and give it a try. Thank you again for tuning into Mortgagenomics Canada. Well, everyone, talk again soon.